This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
As always, we have Dr. Jonathan on the phone to give us our daily COVID update. How are you?
Morning. Yeah, good and well, thank you.
Now, what are we looking like?
How are we looking? How's Bris Vegas looking?
Brisbane's looking good. I think state of Queensland, we're in good shape. We had one new case yesterday, a close contact, proper close contact of someone already in quarantine. So I think not unexpected, and there'll be a couple more of those cases in the next few days. Hopefully
yeah.
Some donut days as well. But yeah, I think we're probably looking pretty good.
In terms of, I saw on the news this morning, the Sunshine Coast had some doctors that had rushed to help a COVID patient. Mm-hmm. Now they're in a quarantine. Can you explain that situation to us?
Yeah, so it sounds like it's rare these days, but still happens occasionally. So that's they're having an MRI, I think, so radiology procedure. So they kind of had to act fast. You've only got seconds to minutes, really, so not enough time to put PPE on. So, I mean, the treatment's generally pretty straightforward. It's adrenaline and kind of manage the patient's airway, but you got to do it quickly. So I think that we're not sure who was vaccinated, and some of that detail, I guess, might come out. But, yeah, real credit to the staff for just jumping in and doing it. Obviously, did put themselves at some risk to do that, not just for COVID, but, yeah, also the time off work that they would need as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, got to do what you got to do.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes me nervous. Jarrell, you're not having an MRI. You're fine. what else are we looking at today? I mean, Sydney's gone into extra lockdown. How does it look in Brisbane? You said you thought maybe we might see masks ease.
Yeah, I think probably still hard to know on that. I think it's got to look really good to do that, just because although it's a pain for us all, it's still a relatively easy thing that doesn't sort of stop us doing what we need to do mostly.
Yep.
So I think probably chances are it will continue to the end of next week. But, if we have 3 or 4 donut days in a row, maybe they'll ease it sooner. But that's probably not likely.
You got to stop saying donuts, Dr. Jonathan.
He's getting hungry.
Time of the morning, yeah.
just for all the people who have family in Sydney, listening now, What are they looking like? And, I mean, how far does it look like they're away from even becoming close to, getting out of, lockdown again? Because I know that we do have, obviously family, people have got family that live in Sydney, or, people are here from Sydney to be able to go back there, come back up to Queensland. When are they looking like to open borders again and even have a look like that?
Yeah, I was just talking to someone last night who their adult child is stuck down in Sydney, has been there for a few weeks unexpectedly. Yep. Apparently there's some bigger numbers coming out today that's been leaked. I haven't heard exactly, but it doesn't sound like they're getting smaller each day, which is a real problem for them. It really depends how they're going to handle it, I suppose, and they really need for people to kind of do the right thing in terms of that limiting that household contacts, so the kind of case numbers start to come down. The Delta variant does seem to spread quickly, short incubation. So if everyone does do the right thing, that should have an impact pretty quickly, rather than, we've got this 14-day incubation. Normally it's quicker than that. So that's on one side, it's down, it's harder to manage because it's quickly spreading, but if everyone does the right thing, you'll quickly see some results too. But I think the lockdown for a week, if numbers continue how they are, it has to go longer, really, which is going to be really hard.
Yeah, that would be really hard. Now, and just for everyone here, obviously to stay safe again, what do we need to do, Dr. Jonathan, to make sure that we here in Brisbane and Queensland are, keeping COVID safe?
Yeah, sure. So you keep wearing your face masks outdoors and indoors where you can't socially distance, but also shopping centres, public transport, all that stuff. Stay home, get tested if you've got any symptoms, or if you've been to one of the contact tracing locations, follow that advice on the Queensland Health website, and get vaccinated. I know it's probably a bit hard to get hold of for some people at the moment, but keep trying. There's more and more sites coming online next few weeks.
So, beautiful, mate. We really appreciate you getting up and having a chat to us every morning. We thoroughly enjoy it. Thank you.
Oh, great. I enjoy it too.
Wish you were talking about it for a better reason.
Yeah. Thank you. I keep bringing up those donuts and we'll keep calling you back, mate. Catch ya.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.